Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is Monday, and that's Laura Kennard Day. It's official, I think. Somewhere around the world, we have just christened this every Monday, Laura Kennard Day. Laura is with us talking about stuff going on in the metro for business folks. She is the author of DM Biz Mixer, also faculty at DMAC as well as Drake University. It is Laura Kennard, MBA, ladies and gentlemen. Yay!
Oh, wow. Yeah, MBA, that's an acronym for something that costs a lot of money.
It is something that costs. Yeah, well, that's true.
Anyway, yeah, so I feel like we went overnight from summer to winter.
Yeah.
No fall, just like we had no spring.
Right. Just boom, boom. Yeah.
Anyway, so hopefully we'll have a little resurgence of warm weather, because I wanted to mention that tomorrow,
Tuesday,
we're having yoga outside at the sculpture park.
Yoga outside.
We were just mentioning this before.
Yeah.
We had to look at it four or five times to make sure they really meant outside.
Yoga?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me do the rundown on this. So first of all, I wanted to mention, let's just start at the top of the hour on Tuesday with an 11:30 to 1, so a lunch thing, which is October Behind the Business. It's Kinsler Construction Services. And they're going to be, this is actually in Ankeny, but it is just talking about kind of just behind the scenes on operating, in this case, it's a construction service company, Kinsler. Okay, so that is an item over the noon hour, which then takes us to 4:30 to 5:30 in Des Moines.
4:30, 5:30. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting darker early.
Yes. Flow Up Your Insta.
Flow Up Your Insta.
Which is a Des Moines social club. Social Club of Des Moines. Social Media Club, not Social Club. Social Media Club of Des Moines. So learn all about social media. Is sponsoring this with Power Life Yoga.
Oh.
So together.
So yoga and
social media.
Social media and Flow Up Your Insta.
So I'm guessing that Power Life probably has a pretty good Instagram account.
Well, we'll check it out and make
sure. And they do have a hashtag PowerLifeDM.
Got it.
And so I'm guessing that they do a lot of fun stuff on Instagram. The Social Media Club of Des Moines is partnered with them. They're going to be talking about Instagram, but also they're going to have a free and open to the public yoga event that Power Life is going to be putting on.
Got it.
And that is going to be at the Papa John's Sculpture Garden downtown. So they'll be doing it around the sculptures. And I was just, we were questioning that maybe this event was inside at the Papa John's Center, and we had to look at it a few times because it's getting cold outside. So I think we were all thinking that maybe it was going to be cold. But you never know. Maybe tomorrow will be warm.
All right. So here's the skinny on Power Life.
Okay.
DM. Okay?
Yes.
Yes, they have an Instagram account. They've posted 116 times.
Oh.
And but they have 1,500 followers, right? And it looks to me that Power Life DM is a chain
from a bigger
entity. Because there are also Power Life Kansas City.
We are
Power Life. So anyway, Power Life Yoga.
So they probably have like a whole presence across the country.
Yes, it looks that way. Or it may be, but there's a Power Life Ankeny. There's,
yeah. So
cool.
Hashtag SMCDSM, which is Social Media Club Des Moines, and then hashtag Power Life DM if you want to look at all this stuff. But if you want to come out in person and do yoga, 4:30 to 5:30 in the Sculpture Garden, you can do that, and
it's,
everyone can come for free. So very cool. Sounds like fun, and I just hope it's warm. Anyway, we also then have Iowa AgriTech Accelerator 2019's demo day and reception.
Oh, okay.
So we know we have an agriculture accelerator that's located right here in Des Moines because, of course, agriculture is a very big industry. And so for people that are listening and don't know what a demo day is, so you're going through this accelerator program and you're working on all this good startup stuff and getting traction and customers and working through all this stuff. And then they are actually able to do a demonstration to the public.
So this is what this does,
Yeah, exactly. And so that's
going to
be...
it gives them a little practice too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right. So it's a demo day and reception. It's going to be at the Des Moines Embassy Club downtown. So that is where that will be located. And so you can get tickets.
And when is that?
That is also October 15th, so Tuesday from 5 to 7:30 at the Embassy Club. Which is on Grand Avenue.
Right. Near the river, right yeah. next to the river.
And so it's the 2019 cohort, and it's in partnership with the World Food Festival.
Of course.
That's happening in the Borlaug Dialogue International Symposium, which, of course, we need to mention as well is going on that whole kind of week. It's a whole week-long thing, the World Food Prize is an internationally recognized event that takes place in Des Moines and which also honors food innovators and has a lot of conversations about feeding the world and everything.
It'd be nice
if
we could feed our own citizens. would be kind of cool. Don't you think it would be kind of neat if we could figure out a way to make food insecurity go away in Des Moines.
In our own town?
Yeah, wouldn't that be, exciting? At a time when all of the food banks say that they are overrun with need.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot lately. Yeah. So, anyway.
Don't get me started.
That's going on. There's a lot of innovation around agriculture that will be taking place around the food festival. And one of them is the AgTech Accelerator.
There you go.
So then we also have, of course, on Wednesday, 1 Million Cups, and it is on the road at Gravitate Downtown. Okay, so we usually meet at the Science Center. I just want to say this again. Don't go to the Science Center.
Don't go to the Science Center.
It's on the road. It's going to be at Gravitate's lovely, new, and improved and larger spot, which has some stadium seating, so they can now host some things like that.
Jeff Wood, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
by the way, Jeff Wood, we are doing this at Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights, and Jeff Wood, who is the founder of Gravitate, is a Windsor Heightsian.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Ding, ding, ding.
Perfect. So then we also have on Thursday, the 17th, this happens every month, Green Drinks DSM. Okay, that's 6:30 to 8:30, and it's at Peachtree, Des Moines. And so that's downtown at a Peachtree Brewery, Green Drinks, and there's going to be... so they always have two presenters talking about two different sustainable green type businesses or organizations.
Right.
There's some networking before. If you get there quick, you can get some free brew.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you get a dollar off. And then there's some networking. So this time, it's going to be Workplace Design and Vegan Fest.
Vegan Fest. Somebody call Cory Booker.
Oh.
Senator Booker is a
vegan. Is he a vegan?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, so it's usually... totally different subjects. So it's a very cool format, actually. And that one looks like a lot of fun. I really love the discussion of workplace design because, you know, for a long time, and I'm sure if it has to do with green drinks, they're talking about, like, energy efficiency and stuff like that. But I always thought it was interesting that these open concept, those all the rage, you know. And then now they're saying how not productive and not collaborative and so I worked in an open concept for a while, and I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you how much I hated it.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay to have collaboration areas, but I think that this whole
need some space.
There just needs to be I think more of a variety of places you can work in within a space. So anyway,
be interesting.
That's
to
just
see what
my
say.
Word on it. I didn't like it, and now it turns out that some other people didn't either. Anyway, so we'll live and learn. And the truth of the matter is that underlying all that is that businesses were trying to actually crowd more people into smaller space so that their footprint and their cost of their office was less, and it had less to do with like maybe the collaboration and more to do
it's
with
kind of like airplane
saving
seats.
Money.
It's kind of like airplane seats. You know, they are becoming so small and so crowded and so cramped that, you know, first of all, I hate flying. With a passion.
You do?
Oh, I hate flying.
It used to be fun to fly, but,
yeah,
not,
but it's
so
not
much
anymore.
Now. It's
I
not
mean,
anymore.
It's like going to the cattle barn, for crying out loud.
Right.
I mean, it's just horrible.
Yep. Absolutely.
You feel like you're in Mother Russia.
I know.
It's just horrible.
Right? And they do. They kind of...
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've taken all of the love out of it, because I used to just love it, and you're right, now it's just awful.
It's a pain.
Anyway, so airline industry, figure out a solution to make it fun to fly again. That,
well,
that
at least,
would be
good. At least at Southwest Airlines, they kind of have fun once you get on the plane.
It's just getting through all the rest.
It's getting there that is just crazy.
Well, so those are some of the things that are coming up. The other thing I wanted to mention just on the other side of this week is going to be, which we've mentioned a couple of times, the conferences and events. Let me get the name right. Iowa Festivals and Events Conference, which is on the 22nd.
All right.
And I think that's a big deal for Des Moines, as that's definitely a focus. Just as we're parting, I got to take a little tour of Des Moines, and I got to get the tour from Mary Bontrager at the partnership, because she was taking around a Nigerian delegation, and I was with them. And so I didn't get to hear the spiel, you know, and all the and the her pointing out all the projects going on downtown. And I knew that they were working on the big skateboard park, of course, which is broken ground. It'll be the biggest skateboard park in the country, just in time for skateboarding to become an Olympic event.
There you go.
And so that's fantastic.
Cutting edge, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. And then they're doing a whole water thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which I had no idea.
What? You didn't know about this?
Not the depth, not how much. That
it's
going to have, like, surfing.
Rapids. And
rapids. And so I was, like, standing with them going, wow.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a big, big project.
Yeah, that project, this is for whitewater rafting, and they're going to have canoeing and all kinds of things downtown. And the folks that will be working at the federal building will be able to look out their doors and see all of that, because, of course, that's where the federal building is being built, at the site of the old YMCA, which is a tragedy for Des Moines.
We talked about that, actually, on the tour, and Mary was kind to say that they've been listening to the city in terms of making it an attractive building and not look like a fortress, but what a prime piece of real estate that they...
Yeah, well, you know, you can't tell the federal government anything. But anyway, yeah, so they decided to build this building. And I don't know, have you seen the plans?
I saw that it was once rejected.
It looked like a Soviet-era government building, for crying out
loud. Right on this prime piece of real estate where we're going to be building a water park.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect, yeah. Good minds.
Oh, boy.
You know, I'm just feeling a little bit cantankerous today. You know,
the country is not perfect, that's for sure.
It's exactly, there's something going on out there. Right. You know, there's a lot of anger, but anyway, we don't want to dispel any anger here.
We are
hopefully
we're looking for solutions.
Optimistic, yes.
And optimism.
All right.
And apathy is not an option.
That's
by
my
the
button.
Way.
I'm wearing a button. It's my favorite button. It's apathy is not an option.
All right. And that's why we're here.
That's exactly right. No apathy. All right.
Laura Kennard,
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, she is DM Biz Mixer. We will have a link to that. And by the way, if you want your event talked about, and we will be kind most of the time, you can go ahead and hashtag DM Biz Events, and Laura will pick it up. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. That about wraps it up for another Monday. Thanks very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.